little down with disease from fish, and this is the Jick and Scully show, and Jick is, in fact, down with disease.
Yeah, a little bit of disease. I'll try not to cough into the mic too much or too many times.
I've got my
medicine, which is to say a glass of Jack Daniel's Old Time Number 7 brand quality Tennessee sour mash whiskey.
That ought to help.
Yeah, you know, it helps with everything.
True, true.
So, how you been?
Yeah. I spent the weekend grading papers for an essay that I held individual student conferences to make sure they understood completely what they were doing, and found that most of them came in and completely switched off their brains for 10 minutes during the conference and then went and wrote a piece of shit, pretty much.
Yeah. Wow. What are these, like, freshmen?
Yeah.
For the life of them, they cannot believe.
Well, they're not going to die.
They'd be graded harshly.
Right.
What was it an essay about?
Yeah, it was a synthesis essay where they were to take two sources and use points from those sources to back up their argument that they were making and blah, blah, blah. Not really something I'd encountered before, but they knew how to do it. They just didn't.
They didn't know how to do it well?
Well, yeah, they didn't try seems to be the theme of the day.
Yeah, I mean, how hard were you trying in freshman comp, though?
I wasn't, but I, you know.
Well, you're a good enough writer that you can get A's without trying.
Without ego, I am at a higher skill level than they.
Yeah.
I was at a higher skill level than they are.
Right.
Without a trace of ego.
Without a trace of ego, you were, am, a higher skill level than they is.
Without a trace of ability to articulate clearly. So, yeah. How's your week been going?
Well, I've been coughing and blowing my nose a lot. And Friday, I got up at like 10 and then just wasn't able to sleep more than about 10 minutes at a time without lurching up in bed to empty all of the crud that dripped into my lungs during the 10 minutes that I slept. So I had to just sort of wait for that part of the disease to pass so that I could actually sleep, which I've been doing off and on for the 3 days since then. I mostly feel better.
I'm sure that being in the office, which is a hotbed of cleanliness and sterility, will help you.
Oh, it absolutely is, yeah.
Keep
it smells really good
children.
In here today. It actually smells like a Febreze and ozone now, because Zlad busted out the Febreze and I busted out the old lady urine remover machine, which is this really expensive air cleaner that my parents bought a long time ago to mask the smell of old lady urine.
Huh, do you suppose it would mask the smell of cat urine?
Or I bet it would, actually.
Elderly female cats.
You want to borrow it?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, if I ever come up to stay in your shithole apartment again, I will bring it with me just as a self-protection measure.
Not now, you got to admit, this apartment is pretty damn nice.
Well, it is. It'd be much nicer if it didn't reek of rank cat piss.
That's only the one room.
Oh, right. And where am I sleeping?
Now, you're sleeping on the patio now.
Yep. I sure am. Isn't it too cold to sleep outside in your dingy shithole of filth that you live in?
It's a good 38 degrees at night.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's nuts. It's getting nice here. It's like we ate breakfast outside yesterday. It was beautiful. You know, me and the pretentious artist, we get to share so few precious moments together, just gazing into each other's eyes on the screened-in porch.
Is he then your own worst enemy?
Yes. All right. So I fucked up and I left all the messages that came into Radio Bugbear from my show in there. But if you start with Ricketts' message from 9:30, I think those are the ones that came in after. One thing, Rickett asked, did anything ever replace the henna tattoo's old effect, as the trivial update on July 29th suggests would happen soon? I'm almost sure that I replaced the effect on that all at once when I changed the old one. Like, now it gives like just a flat +3 mysticality or something now. I don't believe there's actually anything pending on that. I think it is working the way it's supposed to. Probably is an error in the grammar of the announcement and the information content, maybe.
Yeah, it seems like he was expecting something else to do what the henna tattoo used to do.
Oh, right. Oh, okay. Wow. This infection has spread to my brain. Well, no, I don't think so. I don't think there's currently anything that regenerates mana except for the Ascension rewards. But there's going to be some offhand stuff that does. I think that's part of the guild content, and also just some random stuff we got to throw in. It's getting to the point where there are far fewer stumbling blocks in the way of getting out a lot of the content that's been written, because we're getting stuff sort of mechanically prepared.
Are you mechanically preparing then?
What?
Just kind of going through the motions?
Yeah. With Mike's assistance. I wish I could have known him in the living years. Have I ever talked to you about how much I hate that song?
No, but that was a song that I always kind of enjoyed.
Really? Because, I mean, the basic gist of that song is, I really wish that I had told my dad what an asshole he was before he died.
I thought it was, I wish I would have told my dad how much I loved him before he died.
It's too late when we die to admit we don't see eye to eye.
Yeah, but you're getting rid of that. Instead of not speaking to your father, you go ahead and have the argument, and then the two of you can communicate.
The implication wasn't that he hadn't been speaking to him. To me, the implication is that he just is like sort of pretending to like baseball or whatever. Yeah, I'm sure. We should ask Mike.
Yeah, or any of the mechanics, really.
That's true. Or perhaps his dad. Wait, we can't.
I wish that we would have.
Yeah, me too. Ben Mears says, and this is something I keep actually meaning to do, because I don't, even though probably others in the office will be angry at me for suggesting this, he says, can there be a way for us to check how warm our wand is for those of us who forget whether we've used it in a day already? And yeah, I don't have any problem putting in a thing that tells you ahead of time if the wand is warm or sparking or smoking or whatever. Because I can imagine that would be irritating to me as a player to not remember that and fuck up and blow up my wand. Vlad Sheepshank says, how come at lower levels the clan gym sometimes gives you no stats? I've gotten this message a few times. You work out on the Hoboflex, you gain zero fortitude. I've gotten a few reports of that. I'll have to look at that code and see what's up. It strikes me that if there'd been anything wrong with that, I mean, that code's like a year and a half old.
I could see the fact that you can now be in your clan and in your clan gem at level 2 might be an issue.
Maybe so.
Because
maybe so.
Clans were designed to be joined at, what, level 5?
That's true. I should look at that. Lote says, there's bananas on the lesser fruit golems, but no bananas in the kingdom. What's up with that? Why aren't there bananas in the kingdom?
Because this shit is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. So we figured, you know, what with the shit being bananas and all, we really didn't need anything else.
What's that from?
Hollaback Girl.
What?
That Gwen Stefani song, Hollaback Girl.
Huh.
I try to stay up to date with trends in popular music.
Yeah. You know how I think I feel about Gwen Stefani the way you feel about Courtney Love. Just a kind of talentless skank. I don't know. I could be wrong.
Okay, looking at the lyrics to In the Living Years, I think that he had argued with his dad and then just quit talking to him and wished that they could have had a good conversation and work all their shit out.
Oh, okay.
And then had a good father-son relationship. It's like a little story.
Yeah? Isn't that what all good songs are? A little story? Like In the Temple of Love by Sister Machine Gun?
Sisters of Mercy.
Oh, Sisters of Mercy. Who's Sister Machine Gun?
Wow, I don't know.
It's a song. I remember Wesley Willis doing a song about Sister Machine Gun. You're right, Sisters of Mercy. That's a story about how in the Temple of Love, in the Temple of
Shine
Love,
Shine Like Thunder.
In the Temple of Love, in the Temple of Love, in the Temple of
how
Love.
How many times have you heard that song?
Well,
apparently
once.
One
once,
half
and
time?
How many times have I heard that phrase? 6,000.
So, apparently you heard the one chorus of the song once. I hardly think you are qualified to judge it, because it's got, like, a short story's worth of words in it that you apparently didn't hear.
Huh.
Or a very, what they meant.
So it's like a 5-word story?
150. I think one time we were arguing about this, I went and counted the words. Ran it through a word processor.
Oh, right. You know, I'm sure, you know, 1,000 repetitions of In the Temple of Love.
Yep.
Hey, guess what I'm playing when we take our musical break?
Oh, well, that's great. Instead I'm happy that you have a copy of that handy.
Of these three other songs.
Right, because it's 45 minutes long. Pardon me for a minute.
What? How do you like fish?
What?
How do you like fish if you don't like repetition in songs?
Well, I don't like fish as jams, you know. I just like their... I like it when they sing, and I just wish they would do more of it.
Well, how about the, like, I ought to see the man Mulcahy times 20? It didn't,
what's that?
Doesn't bother you? What song is that? From Billy Breeds?
No, I'm not actually familiar with that song at all.
No.
You know who repetition doesn't bother me with is, like, Soul Coughing?
Yeah.
Because they're very repetitive. Anyway, I just don't like Sisters of Mercy.
And that's okay,
so
but I'm still going to play that song.
It's just wanky goth crap.
No, it is the good band that wanky goth crap kind of sprang from.
I think you're full of shit.
Well, in the same way you could say Nirvana is like angsty Nickelback shit. It's not. It's the band that spawned that unfortunate trend.
I guess.
Yeah, this is fascinating for our listeners, I'm sure.
Well, you know, I mean, whatever.
You guys like it when we argue about stupid shit, right?
Yeah. The Great Merc says, could we put items into Hanks? It'd be like a closet, only everything would be grouped together. No. Simon's Myth asks, barf, when I hit them, monsters go barf. What is this, some new martial arts technique? And I still can't make them go paff. I added barf in honor of Toku Mei's custom avatar that 4 months later finally went in. Because he wanted, and this is normally the kind of thing that I would just reject out of hand. He did one, and I'm like, I really like the idea, and I need to redraw it myself 4 months from now.
Hmm.
A pixelated version of one of the River City Ransom guys. And whenever you beat up enemies in River City Ransom, sometimes they utter the word barf.
Hmm.
That may go away after a little while.
What? So who is this guy? How is his name spelled?
Oh, Toku Mei. Yeah.
Okay, I gotta see that.
Yeah, I like it. They're talking about Garfield in the chat. Since I was up until 6 o'clock this morning, just because I couldn't sleep because my head was full of snot, I was just watching whatever was on, like, the movie channels, and I actually watched a few minutes of the Garfield movie.
Hmm.
And it really didn't... It didn't fail to meet my expectations on any axis.
So you're talking about the live-action Garfield movie?
Yeah. Bill Murray, How Far You Have Fallen, at the same time as rising to such great heights. Maybe somebody said, come down now, and then he said, okay, I'll do the Garfield movie.
Probably. But the freckles in his eyes are mirror images of mine, which is kind of groovy.
Yeah, that is kind of cool.
I've never kissed him, though.
So Sizzler says, about the new shirts in the store, they're neat, but they have nothing to do with KOL, so why are they listed in the Store of Loathing? Well, because we have not yet divided the store up into subsections, which we will. eventually, that's just going to be the asymmetric store with the Loathing merchandise in sections of it. Because, you know, we're looking to expand. And the reason that I put those... our good friend Roy Wasenvalle shirts in there is because we are going to be the sort of manufacturer and distributor of the shirts for him as asymmetric, and there was just no. We had to put him in because this kind of sucks. The New Times, the weekly newspaper in Phoenix, voted him best new T-shirts. He gave them the store URL so that they could post it in the Best of Phoenix issue, which comes out every year and you know just tells people to go to restaurants and stuff. And they apparently checked beforehand, because we put the stuff in the store the day before the actual thing came out, and then they checked, didn't see it like a week ahead of time, so they didn't put the address in New Times.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. So they are apparently, now that he's got his studio set up in my old office, they're going to do like a full article about him, like a studio visit, Ooh. Like they apparently do with local artists, so then it'll come up. The text about the shirts was kind of funny. It was like, whenever somebody asks you where you got one of those shirts, prepare to give them very vague answers because we can't find them anywhere except, and then just like the gallery where he was selling them originally, and then some store that he has a few of them in.
Some store in Phoenix?
Yeah, some boutique in Tempe is selling some of them.
That's kind of groovy.
Yeah, no. I mean, I honestly feel like that if he did a little bit of legwork, that he could get those sold in tons of stores here. I mean, it really would be trivial to get them into Urban Outfitters, which would then spread them all across the country.
Like a plague.
I mean, he seriously, they described him as somebody who has not yet become a t-shirt mogul.
Huh.
And I very much believe that's true. And I'm you know, happy to be able to, because, like, he doesn't really have the means to get them all produced now. So I'm happy to be able to help him get started with that.
Yep.
And so, you know, that's why they're in there. I mean, yes, we know they're not Kingdom of Loathing shirts, but we're expanding, man.
That is something that you're going to see more of, because part of our mission as Asymmetric, not as just Kingdom, is to find people who are doing cool things or promote our friends who are doing cool things and share them with you, because we know that you're all cool people because you're playing our game.
Yeah, and I mean, every place that Roy has ever taken his, like, Raoul tattoos, people have responded very positively to them. So I figured, you know, these are shirts that you guys will like. So, you know, buy them if you like them.
If you don't like them, don't buy them.
Yeah. Let's see. Moksha says, I had an idea. How about some monsters in the game being worth more than one kill to your familiar? Bosses seems like they'd be worth a good bit. It would be another factor people would need to consider when choosing where to adventure. Huh. It would be, it is possible with skill to get 5 XP per adventure out of the arena. I don't think awarding 2 or even 3 kills out of boss monsters would be too bad.
Yeah. It's an interesting idea.
Yeah, it is. Gore Black said, oh, what? Huh?
There's a monster pretty much in every zone that's more powerful than the other monsters, right?
Not in every zone, but in a lot of zones there are. Like you said, yeah, the Mecha Mech and the Alphabet Giants, like, maybe those could be worth 2 kills instead of just 1.
That would be kind of handy. I just finished a hardcore run in which I didn't cheat until I got to the Sorceress and couldn't beat her. But, but I noticed just how long it takes to level up a familiar when you're in hardcore, because the arena costs money.
That's true. It does. You get advanced much faster in the arena, especially if you use one of those cheater scripts that tells you exactly who to fight.
Right.
Because, I mean, it's set up so that if the closer the fight is, like, the more risk you're taking of actually losing, the more experience you get, but it's still pretty deterministic. I mean, you can level up really quickly. You can average more than 4 reliably if you just make the right decisions on who to fight. And if you don't get, like, super horrible luck in the daily familiars being chosen. But that, there's enough of them and their range is enough that doesn't tend to happen. Gorblack says the Doppelshifter doesn't have a haiku. Yeah, I meant to ask you to write a haiku for the Doppelshifter.
I will endeavor to do so.
And Gorblack also says, how does the Doppelshifter work in the cake-shaped arena? Well, it's actually pretty simple. The Doppelshifter is just good at everything. Which, I mean, honestly makes it a little harder to use because you don't have quite as much flexibility. But it's just, it's good at everything.
Did he also ask if we would name the gift shop guy?
No, actually he didn't, thankfully.
Oh, I praise your restraint, Gorblack.
Yeah.
I really wanted to name him, like, name the gift shop guy, like Samuel Taylor Finnegan Ulysses, perhaps. And it would be a nice literary-sounding name that had the initials STFU.
Oh, I get it. STFU. Samuel Taylor Finnegan Ulysses. Gore Blacks.
I don't think we need the Gore Blacks in there, because I know Gore Blacks means well.
Yeah, I know. I was just thinking it would be kind of clever if it changed, if it picked 2 letters from the set of STFU. Like, sometimes it was FU Gore Black, and it was SF Gorblax. You know, the sci-fi Gorblax.
Right.
Compared to the high fantasy Gorblax. UT Gorblax, which is, of course, the University of Tennessee in Gorblax.
Yeah, I had a tapeworm once that was educated at UT Gorblax.
What?
I had a tapeworm once that was educated at UT Gorblax.
No, I heard you. I just don't get it.
It's inside Gorblax, so clearly it has to. It's not for, you know, people that
it's
are normal sized.
It's for parasites?
Yeah.
Huh. I'm curious as to how the tapeworm got from Gorblax to you.
Tainted water. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
You were talking to him, and you'd eaten something very delicious, and when he opened his mouth, the tapeworm leapt out of your throat, and following the smell of whatever delicious thing you had eaten.
That's a line
and then,
of inquiry.
And then you
had
the Lady
really,
and the Tramp style.
It's really not good
with the tapeworm going between your... Oh, boy.
Delirious?
I've been hallucinating for the last half hour or so. Let's see. Gorblax said, I heard on the forums that there was a bug to stick the doppelshifter or something. Has this been fixed? I do not believe that that bug exists anymore. It may have in the beginning, but what would happen is that, it would fuck up such that if you got rid of the, if you took the doppelganger, if you put the doppelshifter back in your terrarium, then certain aspects of the familiar that you replaced it with would fail to work, but I believe that's also been fixed.
That was a very ambitious familiar, by the way.
And you know, it was less work than most of the other ones.
Huh.
Because it didn't actually require any, it didn't require much code to be written in the fight script, because it's just, like, I'm really pleased with it, actually. Like, I enjoyed playing the game while I was testing it, which, you know, that doesn't happen very often, because I think this game is stupid and boring and has no future.
I don't know. Of all the role-playing games out there, this is certainly not the worst.
That's true. I gotta keep that in mind. Strudel Ninja asks if Loathing Chat will ever hit 1.0. Probably not.
What version is it right now?
0.92, I think.
Huh.
Let me check. Let me go back in there. Loathing Chat. No, 0.93. There's been a minor version update since the last time I was thinking about it. Strudel Ninja also says, when Jake frequently says, not anytime soon on the radio when asked if something will be changed. How soon is soon in KOL time? It never seems like anytime soon. Soon seems to be more of a not very soon. I think the better question is, how soon is now? And the answer, of course, is, I am human and I need to be loved just like anybody else does.
Oh, shut your mouth.
How can you say I go about things the wrong way, Mr. Skullhead?
I don't know. I think it's because I am the sun and I am the air.
Of a shyness that is criminally vulgar.
Yeah,
is that even how that goes?
I have no idea. I was out of lyrics at the sun and the air.
You had me at hello. Wasn't there a band called Hello Swindon that we saw once?
Hello Swindon?
Yeah, some band that opened for They Might Be Giants.
Not one of the shows that I went to. But yeah, there they are. I wonder if that's an Eddie Izzard reference. They're playing... okay, they're a Phoenix band.
Oh, are they?
Which is weird, because Swindon is a city in London, but...
Yeah, maybe we saw them... There were at least a couple of They Might Be Giants shows I saw here that you didn't go to, right?
There was one, yeah.
Okay. Because I want to say I saw them like 3 times at the Cajun House before Clear Channel bulldozed the Cajun House. Those cocksuckers. Same time they bought every billboard in town.
Yep.
I hate corporations.
Yeah, nothing but trouble.
Let's see. Primavera Angel Hair says, is the Smurfy Smurfy Smurf, the fourth familiar from the Muscle Zone, currently attainable, or should we not even look for it? Oh, I don't know. And neither do you. It's tricky and secret. Vlad Sheepshank says, if Jake, if you and Nightmare got in a fight, who would win? Does it matter? I mean, what would the difference be like if he won or I won? Because nobody can tell us apart, and nobody would be able to tell us apart afterwards either, you know.
It would be like those sci-fi shows where you have the guy and his evil twin, and you can't decide which one to shoot.
Right.
So we'd he'd say, shoot him, I'm the real chick. And you'd say, shoot him, I'm the real chick. And we'd probably shoot the wrong one.
Yeah, or you'd just shoot both of us.
Yeah, everybody wins. So Fat Bastard makes me flash back to my weekend grading papers. So, Jack, after loosing to the NS 3 days in a row, I'm wondering if she gets any easier each time I loose. If so, how?
You can check the wiki. But they've got some theories that may or may not be accurate on the KOL wiki.
Yeah.
Vlad Tepid says, how come slash V doesn't work with Radio Bugbear? What does slash V do?
It responds to the last person you sent a private message to.
Oh, right. Okay. That indicates this issue with... it responds to the last person who actually read a PM that you sent to them. So if somebody's in the old chat and doesn't refresh, like, I really need to fix that. Because it's looking at the table full of PMs that have been sent. And the thing is, Radio Bugbear's PMs never make it to that table because Radio Bugbear never actually reads messages via the regular mechanism for reading messages.
He just passes them along to us.
Hot Stuff is asking me for cookies. So we took Riff to the Apple store today. Hot Stuff's making fun of me. Hot Stuff took Riff to the Apple store because I'm scared of the freeway. And he got there and they're like, yeah, we can look at your laptop in 3.5 hours. And Riff's like, I'll wait. And Hot Stuff's like, what the fuck? So now Hot Stuff has to go get Riff because apparently they've fixed his laptop.
Very
we forgot to call and make a... You know, also my iPod was broken and I brought it to the office because I was planning on riding over to the Apple store with them. Then I decided not to just because I had a bad feeling about it. And I said, I've got a bad feeling about this. And then I cut off somebody's hand.
Yep.
And then randomly my iPod started working again.
What was wrong with it?
The rotate-y aspect of the touch wheel didn't work anymore, and now it's doing what it was doing before, which is that 3/4 of it work, and the like lower right quadrant is sort of dead.
Hmm.
I'm debating whether or not it's worth what I'm sure. I mean, I'm sure that there's no way they're going to fix it for less than like $100.
At which point, like, for your purposes, what you do with your iPod, you could do with a Nano. Because you don't put your entire music collection on there.
Well, I have most of my CDs on it. But, I mean, it's like, I want to say that I've got, like, maybe 6 or 7 gigs of stuff on it. You know, you're probably right. You're probably right that I could deal with a Nano. Especially, like, I mean, my only problem with that is I fucking hate iTunes.
Right.
So the idea of using it a lot to, like, sort of swap off stuff that's on the iPod really is, I don't know, it makes me unhappy.
I've learned to love iTunes.
Really?
Just, all you have to do is use Windows Media Player a lot, and iTunes just stands revealed as a brilliant, brilliant piece of programming.
See, I really am a big fan of Winamp, so... created right here on our home state by one dude who just wanted a goddamned MP3 player, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what it does, is it plays goddamned MP3s.
The thing with Winamp, though, is if you have a whole bunch of music that's organized in folders by artist, you have, like, 7 clicks to put together a playlist for every song.
Yeah, so, I guess. I mean, I've always felt that just, like, you know, NTFS is a perfect library management system, you know? Oh, it divides everything into folders and stuff, and, like, they're real easy search tools, and you can just go through and see everything.
Right.
And then you double-click on something, and it plays it. I mean, I guess I can see how if you wanted to just, like, go through all of your music. Whenever I set up playlists, I tend to randomly draw a box around MP3s in a folder and queue them all up, because I'm never, like... I don't know, if I'm in the mood to listen to 50 songs in a row, there are never any 50 particular songs.
Right.
You know, I'm always in the mood to either listen to an album or the entire discography of a single artist or something completely random. So it's never, I don't know.
Yeah. See, I have a lot of,
you know, go ahead.
Different, I'm different than you in that I've got a lot of songs that are like one song per artist.
Yeah,
or
see,
one
I
or
won't,
two.
I won't do that on my iPod.
And I really like the songs that I have, and I really don't want like the rest of album X. You know, I don't want an entire Men Without Hats album. I just want Safety Dance and Pop Goes the World, you know?
Yeah.
But iTunes I like because it just imposes a database structure on top of the file system. So the files stay where they are, but...
Right. Nah, I mean, I guess I could get used to it. See, the other thing is Google desktop toolbar has an iTunes plugin now, which would almost make it worth it. Because to just be able to use the MP3 player without having to like bring it to the foreground and dick with it. Yeah, all right. This is 10 dozen minutes of bitching about iTunes.
Excellent.
And singing the praises of Winamp.
So more.
We were always gonna like when I first got Winamp, we were thinking we were gonna register it, and we decided that we were gonna fly to Sedona and like take the registration to the guy by hand.
You know the guy who did Winamp is Adara's brother, right?
Really?
Yeah.
Adara, that girl who was hot for a while and then not hot and then got hot again?
Yeah, and last I saw, but definitely not hot.
Oh, really? So but, she backslid again?
Yeah. But yeah, her brother developed it and sold it to Microsoft for...
No, sold to Netscape.
Yeah, sold it to someone. I like Winamp as an MP3 player, like back when I had 20 MP3s. But now I like to meet some iTunes.
Because you're a dirty music thief?
Dirty. I would say about 80% of my music collection is legit.
Yeah.
Too legit,
mine.
Really.
Most of mine is too at this point. I mean, everything on my iPod is just CDs that I've ripped.
And like, not labeled.
What are you talking about?
Bastard. I still have, like... 50 songs that I got from your network that I have to figure out what the hell they are, because they're like track 1, track 2, track 3.
No. That must have been stuff that I ripped years ago then, before Music Match Jukebox came out.
Well, if you hadn't blown the whole thing years ago, you might not be alone.
Didn't that happen when we were living on Allison Road?
I think so, but I followed you down there though one day.
You found out about me.
Yeah, whispers at the bus stop. Yeah, and then we listened to all these songs that were exactly the same.
Yeah.
So Bette Noir just blew my brain wide open. That song we were talking about from Morrissey?
The Smiths?
Yeah, the Smiths. I thought it was I Am the Sun, as in massive incandescent gas. I am the air, as in the atmosphere.
A-I-R. I mean, I think that was... No, it's the sun and the air, like... But I think that's a deliberate...
I hope
you
so.
Know.
Because yeah. I'd feel a lot less stupid if that were the case.
I mean, because... I mean, I feel like until the prepositional phrase that follows it, there's no reason to assume that it isn't S-U-N and A-I-R. Mm. I mean, and plus Morrissey's into the clever wordplay.
And they call him Mr. A to Z.
What's that from?
From a song that came out in the past 6 months, so.
So I don't know about it.
Right. Not that I'm making fun of you at all. We should probably jump back into the questions. Morbank says, hi, Jake and our Skullhead, about a feature that tells us when we have summoned our last noodle reagent or drink accessory for the day. It's easy to lose track. Isn't the feature that the button disappears? Or
I don't
you can
know
no
that it
longer
does.
Use the skill? Or
it should.
I'm thinking of the old, like, having the button at your campground, which you don't anymore.
Yeah, I think I may have gotten rid of that little featurette when I put it in the skills menu. You know what? I'll do that. Another fucking awesome feature of Google desktop toolbar thing. I don't even know what this thing is called. I think it's just Google desktop. It's got this little to-do list that I was able to just, like, Type in 7 things that came up while I was doing my show on Thursday, and then, like, there they are, right on my screen in a little to-do list. Summon skill disappear when spent. I'll probably understand what that means. Agent Lex says, so in case my message from last Thursday got lost in the mess, when will the Pickle Factory be back? You got an answer for that, Mr. Skullhead?
None may know the hour of its coming and going.
And more seriously, will it be nerfed now that nobody's bothering to get to level 15 with ascensions happening at level 11? I don't know. We hadn't really thought about it.
I think I was wondering about that. Like, one of the reasons I was thinking that we hadn't brought it back was because nobody would be able to get into it.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it's... I don't think the stuff in there is any tougher than topiary golems. So, I mean, people who were nearing the end of an ascension run would probably be able to beef up and get in there. And the other thing is, I mean, a lot of it is not monsters. I mean, you could adventure there, get the shit kicked out of you by every monster, and I'm pretty sure that there are enough adventures that drop the pickle ingredients. Although, what stats are required to get into it? I didn't even think about that.
You know, I've never been in there, so I don't know.
Really?
Yeah. It was kind of... When it first came out, I think I missed it. I was, like, away for a weekend or something. And I have consistently been gone, like, away from the computer every time it's come around.
Huh.
I've seen all the content.
Yeah.
And appreciated it.
No, you know, I think it requires 150 in your primary stat to even get in there. I don't know.
You could maybe feel
like nerfing it. I don't feel like... I mean, if I made everything easier, I'd have to make it, the rewards less better. Which, of course, is more correctly stated, worser.
Me here talk good? No. Bad talk do.
What's that specific phrase from?
Goth girls.
Okay.
Which it... That's such a handy phrase that... It entered my lexicon almost immediately.
Indeed. Like me talk pretty one day.
Mm-hmm.
Snickles says, old player never submitted a question. Simply put, what is the next interesting addition to the kingdom, and when, roughly, by 2006, will we see it in action? You know, I suspect that if... By the time that I get back... in here and I'm not feeling like total ass anymore, that basically what we're doing now is putting in backlogs of content that has been ready. And, I mean, like, while we are working on, you know, negotiating, getting the servers and figuring out what to order and stuff, like, doing optimization work and that kind of thing is kind of, I don't know. It's a little bit pointless, I think. This feeling inside.
Mm-hmm.
And now that Xenophobe is done writing us tools, I mean, for the nonce at least. I mean, I can't think of any other things that would make it handier for us to put in content quickly and edit stuff that I can have him work on right now. So I mean, what he's doing right now is this revamp of the Barrel Full of Barrels. It's part of the first batch of the guild content. Riff spent some time taking his big whiteboard of magic and dividing it into discrete chunks that don't really rely on each other to be implemented. So in the first part of the guild quests can roll out. It's going to require... Oh, and that's something I need to talk to you about. There's some stuff that I think you'll want to help with, and that we'll be better off having you write than us writing.
Excellent.
But yeah, there's some, there'll be, I don't know. I mean, you know, there've been a lot of little content additions lately, and, I see no reason not to assume that that will continue.
I'm going to be working on a big chunk of content that maybe we'll see the light of day at some point in the distant future. But,
yeah, well, I mean, the thing is, with that, now that we have these tools, you can put those right in there.
Ooh.
You know, the adventures, you can just make the adventures. You can make the zone that they exist in and test it. You know,
choose my own adventures to make?
You could choose your own adventure, yeah.
Excellent. When is the Kingdom Wrestling going to go in?
My only problem with that, no, I mean, what I need to do is just to give you something to do during downtime, is to make it so you can actually start putting that text into the database.
Right.
You know, because, I mean, writing the actual framework for it, I just still can't really figure out. I mean, and I haven't spent a lot of time thinking about it.
Oh, yeah.
But I can't precisely figure out how I want to run the tournaments. Like, there's no good way to make them like a weekly thing, just arithmetically.
I think that there is, but that's something that, yeah, I just brought up to kind of get your goat.
Yeah,
but,
I know.
That's something
believe
we,
me,
we'll
I do feel bad. I feel bad that there's all, I mean, with the card game stuff, I feel bad that there's all this amazing, funny shit that just has never seen the light of day. And, you know, that's the kind of mood that I'm in now. I'm not in the mood to, like, fix stuff. I'm not in the mood to make balance changes. I'm in the mood to get some of this content out there and give people more funny stuff to read. So, that works well for both of us.
Yeah.
Man, I feel like ass.
Yeah, where can we get some?
Yeah, I don't know. I hear your mom's house is nice this time of year.
No, it's getting cold over there.
Are they in Russia or are they in the south?
They're in Russia.
Yeah.
South of Russia, I think.
South of France?
I don't know. I have no idea what order the countries come in over there. How many, Hell Raymond, who everybody loves, says, how many account on KOL are there total? There are, well, active accounts versus account numbers is kind of tricky.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much, let's see, shall we? Today, there were 37,544 accounts played between rollover yesterday and rollover the day before yesterday. And in the week prior to that, there were 75,808 played, and in the month, there were 110,908. So, yeah, you know. The number played per day is going up faster than the number played per week and per month, but it is, I don't know, it's starting to hover around, like, 40, 80, 100,000 instead of 30, 60, 90,000, which it was for a long, long time.
Yeah. Who's ringing over there?
That's my phone that I turned up because Riff either doesn't have a cell phone or didn't have a cell phone with him, so Hot Stuff gave Riff his cell phone so that Riff could call me to get Hot Stuff to go get him at the mall.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
really elaborate and difficult. But, yeah.
Average newbie asks why you can't sell display cases. Because that should be a purchase that you think about before you make it.
You don't even have to. Does it cost to get one in the first place?
I don't know. I don't have one.
I mean, you know, it must. I can't imagine putting that in there and not having it cost anything. There are some that call me Tim says, did Jit get cooties from KOLCon? Yeah. I made out with Darian Lar at GameWorks and got all kinds of cooties. Yeah, Chinese Cook says, was it herpes? Probably.
I believe you mean the herpes.
Raph Fury says, can you guys delete, purge, or archive anything in the clan activity log older than, say, a week? Ours is so unwieldy, it's 11. Thanks. It should be working now. It should be automatically purging after 2 weeks. Yeah.
What do you think about ABJR's question there? I mean, isn't that a common strategy?
You can. I mean, I meant for it to be possible
right. To
do that. I mean, that was one of the ones that you didn't have to figure out the trick in order to solve it. I mean, toss that to me, and I will turn the ringer off. It's really gone through the ringer.
Oh. Yeah, anyway, ABJR was asking, you're in the lair attempting to roll an 11, can you please add a roll again if you're still healthy enough to play? It's a pain to keep selecting the skeleton key.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Sure.
Roll again on skeleton. All right, it is on my Toto list.
All right.
The Matrix says, are you aware that the tiny makeup kit is 15 to weight instead of the standard 5? Yes, absolutely. And that was a decision. It was suggested by Hot Stuff to make it to give it sort of some usefulness. Like 15 does cool things, but cool things that you have no control over.
Right.
So it is the. I mean, I get excited when I read about people occasionally getting like a 50-pound pickle, you know, and being really happy about that.
Speaking of 50-pound pickles and giving them, how's your mom doing?
Oh, she's pretty good. She had a good time at the con.
I'm glad.
She was. She called me the other day and told me how great everybody was.
I just wish the entire con wasn't kind of colored like a fever dream for me.
Yeah,
so
I really
fucking
sucked
out of it. Next year.
I felt bad for you, and when I look at the pictures, I feel even worse for you. Because, goddamn, you're ugly.
God, your face is all fucked up. and your eye appears to be swollen.
Yeah. Jack of All Games says, I've been fighting Yetis at the peak. Why is it that I'm winning initiative, auto off, but when I attack, the Yeti also gets to attack? Shouldn't my first hit be free if I win init? What we've ended up with is a system in which what initiative does is determines who gets to attack first, and that's it. Which is really the way that it should have always been. I mean, that's the way it works in every other thing. When we initially made the change to where you could pick an attack on instead of just automatically attacking with your weapon when you win initiative, it basically made it to where you get two free attacks when you win initiative, and when the monster wins initiative, the monster only gets one free attack. And that made the game just really easy. And it removed just a tremendous amount of the challenge from combat. And that was overwhelmingly seen by the kind of people I talk to as a bad thing. May not be a universal opinion, but... So what I did was sort of split the difference. So now you get one attack, you get to pick what it is, and then they hit you back. It's rather than getting two free attacks, you only get one.
I can go for that.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it did, and people point this out, this is a problem. It sort of made combat harder for people who were supposed to excel in combat, which is to say muscle classes,
right?
Because they used to have a significant advantage because of that extra attack. And then we were thinking about maybe putting in a high-level seal clubber skill that allowed you a free hit with your weapon at the beginning of every combat.
Hmm.
Because then that would, be another reason to ascend as a seal clubber, and then past sorceress beating level is to get that skill, because it's pretty handy, And, I mean, since that's the way that it was to begin with, it's not like it's super unbalancing.
Right.
So, yeah. I'm into the... Yikes. Yeah, naughty sorceress gear.
That was in 97. I mean, that's one of our players dressed apparently inadvertently as the naughty sorceress for a convention a while ago. How long ago was 1997? Do I really want to ponder that?
Eight years.
Eight motherfucking years.
Wonder if we had already been out of high school for like 2 or 3 years at that point. Is your 10-year reunion this year?
It was this summer. I didn't go.
Yeah, good.
Because they wanted to charge $65 a piece for dinner.
And then you still had to pay for your own booze. That's
yep.
How ours was.
Yeah, that's just...
I thought that class reunions were things where people who were, like, on the student council or whatever actually, like, arranged it and raised money to make it something that didn't suck. But, I mean, it appears that what happens now is you just... There are services that will run your high school reunion for you, and you just sort of give them the name of your high school and a year, and then they rape everybody and keep the spoils.
It does seem like it. Andy just went to Big Sister just went to her 15. Would it be? No, her 10 a couple of years ago.
Yeah,
and she said it was just stupid. Like, they didn't even rent out the restaurant that they were holding it in. They just had, like, a couple of tables.
Wow.
And, yeah.
Really awful.
We did better for our con, and we don't know anything about anything.
Yeah. That was, it's really a testament to how smart all of the people that worked with us on that are. While I turn off my mic. Christ, sorry about that. Yeah, this is awesome. No, what I was saying is it's really a testament to all the people involved who helped us out, how well that went across, because I don't think anyone had ever really organized any sizable events before.
Right.
You know, and really, almost nothing went wrong.
Yeah, we had the site, we had to scramble a bit for the food at the barbecue, but Daniel, who is definitely not Thor the Mighty, came through in spades on that.
No, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, you know, it was late, but everybody got fed, and nobody was pissed, you know?
Yep.
I mean, it was understandable. I mean, there were sort of forces beyond anybody's control that caused the minor delays and hiccups that did occur, and it's like, you know, at the same time, it's like, still, it's pretty impressive that a bunch of, you know, non-pros were able to pull that off so well.
Yeah,
and it's also a testament to the quality of the attendees, you know? I mean, for the most part, I think we could just throw people into a featureless room, and if they were KOL people, they would figure out a way to entertain each other and have fun.
If they had blank white cards, sure.
Yeah. We could just scribble on the walls. Ellerina says, will there be any way to have an auto-sell checkbox in the manager prices screen under store management in the mall? One of these days. Once we add all this new functionality that's in testing on dev right now, which I suspect will roll out within a day or two because it's, you know, as far as I know, it's been tested out the ass. I'll have Hot Stuff give another dirty exploiter run through it just to make sure. But once that's in there, then we have pretty much all the functionality that we're planning on adding to that so we can just work on the interface. And adding a sort of link to auto-sell all at once would be pretty useful, I think.
Glebs asks a question that I think has been coming up quite a bit. It says, I am at Hardcore and have 4 gift boxes that I cannot open. However, I'm curious what is inside the boxes. Could you please make a way to peek inside gift boxes without opening them? And what I would suggest is just that you can open your gift boxes in Hardcore, but the contents go straight to Hank's.
Huh. Yeah.
Just because...
It would be considerably easier to add a peek functionality.
Right.
Actually. I mean, because there's no code written to put stuff into Hank's one at a time. I mean, it'd be pretty trivial to write it. I mean, literally, it would take like 30 seconds. But, I don't know. I'm reluctant to introduce a bunch of new places for items to get moved from place to place. But I mean, I guess it's not really.
So the peeking thing would make sense.
Yeah.
And I'm just worried that the gift shop is losing that functionality because when you have, say, it's your birthday, like my birthday, I was Hardcore Oxy. I've got 6 or 7 packages, but I guess now I can open them.
Yeah. Once you beat the king. Beat the king and free the sorceress.
Yep. It is incredible the amount of cheating I had to do to beat the sorceress. I just want you to know that is a hard motherfucking fight.
We're working on some ways of making that a little easier. Without really sacrificing the principles at stake. Ah, man. I feel like awful
chicken tonight. Do you want to take your break and listen to the dulcet tones of Temple of Love?
Yeah, that might not be a bad idea, so I can go blow my nose and scarf down a couple of cough drops.
Okay, so 8 minutes from now, we will hook back up with you guys again.
Alrighty. We'll be right back.
That's right, by special request from Jake. Sisters of Mercy, Temple of Love.
Yeah, that was great.
See, the chorus...
That wasn't at all three times as long as it needed to be.
The chorus to that song is four times shouting the Temple of Love with various things interspersed.
Is he saying shine like thunder?
Uh-huh.
What the hell does that even mean?
Well, what does lightning crashes mean?
All right.
But lightning makes a visual effect, and then that's followed by the thunder, which makes a noise. So it's just the inverse of that.
All right, fine.
Yeah.
your ability to cite live has rendered me emasculine. Emasculine.
Do you need help being more masculine? Well, now you can do it online.
At emasculine.com?
Yep.
Oh, boy. Well, did you get anything interesting done over the little intermission there?
I had a cigarette and a bathroom break.
Yep, I peed. I got about halfway through a cough drop, which I should probably spit out or just chew up.
Hammerman is confused and asks if you're trying to breathe on me so I can share the disease. I'm in Flagstaff and he's in Phoenix, so we're about 2.5 hours apart.
I've been blowing north all day. And I'll tell you, if I don't get the inside scoop on the Iran-Contra deal... Oh, boy.
Thanks to Zalan, by the way, who has done a bang-up job of paraphrasing the first hour of show.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. It's hard to believe that he does that in real time.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
Let's see. Megaspy21 says, this site has a radio station?
No.
Crystalina says, do you play any other MMORPGs? If so, which ones? I play, a little bit of World of Warcraft every once in a while. But not, you know, I go in and out of it.
I play nothing Lebowski. Although the Nightmare Before Christmas game is coming out next week, so...
Before Christmas MMO?
Well, no, not an MMO, so...
Oh.
Video game-wise, I'm not playing anything at this juncture.
How is it that I don't even know about the Nightmare Before Christmas game?
I don't know. They were demoing it at Comic-Con.
Were they?
Yeah. I just assumed that you wouldn't really care, so...
I mean, I don't I feel like everybody thinks that I don't like Nightmare Before Christmas when...
Well, after...
I'm not...
You know, after it first came out, everyone was going nuts about it, so I think you got a little hostile.
I mean, I just remember seeing it. I mean, like, yeah, okay, you know. I mean, it didn't just, like, insinuate itself into my consciousness the way that it did with you and the pretentious artist. His family still uses that Christmas tree that he made that year.
Wow. That's kind of
which creepy. Yeah, it's really interesting to me.
Have you seen Corpse Bride?
Oh, no. Is it out?
Yeah, it came out the week of Con.
Oh, wow. No, I had no idea it was even out.
Is it all the reviews that I've read of people who thought that Nightmare was just kind of, it's a movie, whatever, it was pretty good, seem to go nuts for it.
Huh.
I thought, really liking Nightmare Before Christmas, I thought it was maybe not quite as good, but it was still something I'd watched multiple times.
Hmm.
So, yeah.
This strikes me as kind of Beetlejuicy.
Oh, well, yeah, it is, but Beetlejuice was pretty good.
No, I liked Beetlejuice a lot. When I was a kid, you know the weird thing is that's one of those, I've never revisited it.
Hmm.
Like, I haven't seen it in probably 12 years.
I watched it recently, and it's amazing how long it takes for the plot to kick in. It's still really entertaining, but, like, Beetlejuice shows up at, like, 45 minutes into the movie.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's the initial part is them getting there, and it's sort of setting up their characters, which to me is sort of what the movie is about.
I don't know. Gina Davis and one of the Baldwins, Alec?
It was Alec Baldwin, yeah.
Fred.
Alec, one of the Baldwins is actually an actor. That's how you can tell the difference between Alec and the others. Harvey Baldwin. Then the wind asks if it bothers you that the announcement referred to you as a sort of large cow. Even if I'm not diseased, I don't know that I go for the expression healthy as an ox.
I missed that announcement. Did you say Mr. Skullhead is healthy as an ox?
Yeah, I said that I was ridden with disease and that you were healthy as an ox and that we would be on the radio in 15 minutes or whatever.
Well, see, it's a simile, kids, which means he didn't actually call me an ox. He said I had this one admirable attribute of an ox. And he could have also said I was hung like an ox, and that would have been fairly accurate.
One admirable Akbar.
Mm-hmm.
It's a trap! Just saying.
Yeah.
It is a trap. Janie says, just curious, what do you do all day long? Just write code all day, then bang hot chicks at night? Yeah.
You're half right.
What do you think?
He doesn't write any code.
Yeah, I don't write any code. I hire Zeno to write the code for me, and then I pretty much just bang hot chicks all night and all day.
Which at your burn rate is, man.
Wait, what? What do you mean burn rate?
Yeah, that's something I really gotta quit bringing up.
Yeah, no, I mean, it doesn't really bother me. Mr. Skullhead thinks that I'm less of a man than he is because my sexual encounters only last 30 or 40 seconds. I don't know. I think that's totally okay.
But I really think you're falsely inflating that by including the foreplay.
That's true. I mean, if I was ever with anybody who deserved foreplay, then maybe that would change.
So usually it's just two-play?
yeah. Or I listen to some Coldplay, right. And that puts them in the mood to go to sleep.
Yeah. I really hate to buck against my apparently entire generation, but the first Coldplay song, I was like, yeah, that's kind of a pretty song. Well-arranged. Dude can sing. He's got that nice falsetto thing going on. And then it just, every single song, like, I have falsetto, look at me, I can sing, and it's so pretty.
There's some pretty piano stuff. I mean, there's a lot of...
Yeah, but,
I mean,
like, there's pretty piano stuff and pretty vocals in every single song, and you just want them to, I don't know, rap or something.
Yeah, or you want them to do the, the Radiohead and Creep sudden burst of distortion or whatever.
Yeah. So, Night of the Round asks, did you know of a site called KOL Hotties? That is hosted by Miss Martini and Stu Dio, apparently. It features the pictures of most of the people in / channel games. No, Linkus. I'm all about it.
No Linkus.
No Linkus, Parkin.
No kill I.
Yeah, but give us a link.
What does it mean, Spock? Does it mean that he's not going to kill us, or is it begging us not to kill it?
And is it Rastafarian? No kill I and I.
The ghost
needed Rastafarians in Star Trek.
Yeah, pardon me. Matrix Michael says, is the Doppelshifter hilarious name modeled after the Pokemon Ditto? It looks extremely similar and does the same exact thing. No, I don't know anything about Pokemon. I actually bought a Pokemon game for the GBA because I'm thinking that it would help me to know about Pokemon in order to not seem like I was emulating it. But it's the most boring game I've ever played. I don't know.
You know, there was a game at GameWorks that was some kind of Pokemon-ish game where you would bring in the cards, the tradable cards that you had bought at the gas station or whatever, and each player would swipe their card to get their monster.
Oh, right, that thing with the...
Paper, rock, scissors.
Yeah, the thing with the beetles. I think Riff and I both played that like a dollar's worth. And
like
that was really...
An electronic version of Paper, Rock, Scissors. I mean...
Well, there were some rules, and there was some stuff going on, and there were some things that would give advantage to certain attacks or whatever, but we were also... We had similar experiences. Like, the tutorial sentences were so awkward that it was impossible to figure out what the fuck was going on. It was I don't know how I feel about that game at all, except I'm pretty sure that I feel like I don't ever want to see it or play it again.
Have you seen the, some guy figured out 25 hand gesture...
Paper,
rock, scissors? That one, I don't think I could ever play it in real life. I think it needs a JavaScript implementation.
Yeah, no, I know. We were talking about that, having a riff write one to hone his Flash skills. I think that's a pretty good idea.
Was that why he was going around showing his cock to everybody at the con?
Yeah. Hmm. Well, that just because it's a really nice cock, and he wanted to share it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nowhere to go but up from that.
Don't talk about his cock going up.
Yeah, I'll try.
So, Matrix Michael asked... changing the subject. Has there been any progress on the really cool KOL card game? I am really looking forward to its awesomeness.
Yeah, we finally got the finalized contract back from the lawyer today. Mr. Skullhead's polishing off the rest of the content. At some point, I will have to draw all the pictures all at once, but, you know, that won't be bad. And then I don't know. I don't know how long it's going to take to actually get it put together and printed and stuff.
That was very non-glib. I was going to say that we're really stalled out on the really cool card game, but the one that we're working on seems to be going well.
Huh. Wait, what does glib mean?
Glib means... Yeah, you would ask me to define it.
I guess I could go to m-w.com.
Like
your source for dictionary-related information.
Slick talk. Would be
marked by ease and informality, nonchalant, showing little forethought or preparation. That kind of just describes me.
Glib wasn't...
Wait, lacking depth and substance.
What I meant was those adjectives mean being marked by or engaging in ready, but often insincere or superficial discourse. Like when we answer a question with a smart-ass comment instead of an actual...
So you were describing my answer to that question as glib?
No, as non-glib.
As non-glib. Oh. Okay.
As glub, really.
A-glib?
A-glib.
E-Metal says, Jake, the other day you were talking about the lack of Kevin Smith references in KOL, but I remember an item referencing Clerks in the Berserker song.
You're welcome.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, I can get in.
Would you like some making fuck?
I was tempted to put that in, but it's that PG-13 rating we've got to keep.
Yeah, I know. Miss Martini says, hey guys, how about some more coconut and lime items, eh? Less than three.
I still think you should be able to put the lime in the coconut.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Or else you get the hose again.
Raffle.
Nate Dog says, one of the Spunky Princess's miss messages refers to the penguins, which haven't existed for quite a while now. Any chance of the message changing or the penguins returning? I figured that joke still worked. Even if you hadn't been fighting penguins, it's a joke about Batman's villain, the penguin. So,
right.
I don't know. I thought it worked, but I don't know. Sooner or later, we'll play around with the peak a little bit. One of these days.
Let's see. Scat says, Jick Scully, will you be attending the GameCon in San Francisco this December? No plans to. I don't know what it is.
I think December, the only thing that I can do is the UK trip.
Yeah.
And then,
I think that I might end up actually making good on my threat to live in New York for a while. maybe try and come back from London to New York and stay there for a month or two.
So during the time when I would be off of school and able to actually hang out?
Oh, really? I mean, you don't have, that appreciable amount of time off, do you?
No, you're right. I get, a week after New Year's.
And then back to the lab again. I mean, because I put it off from this summer, too, so I may well put it off till the spring. When the New York City winters aren't bleeding me, going home.
I'm with you, I just don't have anything to add.
Okay. Binary says, I love the auto attack option, but man, make sure to take it off before hitting the Sorceress Tower. Ouch. Yes, indeed. Alda says, ironic you should be ill with today's Homestar short. Get well soon, Jick. Yeah, that was kind of funny, actually. It's everybody's sick. You know, this happens to me. I get sick pretty much twice a year when the season really abruptly changes here. Like, when it first gets hot, I get sick, and then when it first cools off, I get sick. I don't know why. That's why they say you're not supposed to, put hot food in the refrigerator. You know?
Yeah, sure.
I didn't have anything funny or interesting to say about that. Just, you know.
Did you ever hear the kind of old wives' tale, but it was in a beginner physics book that my parents bought me about if you put hot water in ice trays and put them in the freezer, they'll freeze faster than cold water?
Yeah.
Which I believed, and it was in that book, but it's just completely false.
Well, from what I've seen, nobody can really agree. Like, under certain circumstances, what happens is that because hot water, when it goes outside, evaporates a lot more quickly, it does freeze faster because it evaporates down to less water, which takes less time to freeze.
Right, but the water that remains is still going to be...
Well, right. I mean, that's the thing. Like, hot water eventually has to catch up to the temperature of the cold water.
Right.
And it's not just suddenly going to start going faster into ice at that point. But it's like, you know, an inch of water freezes considerably faster than 2 inches of water. So the thing was, like, one idea, and I think they were actually able to duplicate this, is that if water was hot enough that a lot of the mass of it evaporated off really quickly, that it could actually catch up with the cold water that had been in there.
Huh.
But, I don't know. Everything that I ever read on that on, like, urbanlegends.com, it's, nobody can really make up their mind.
So wait.
Various scientists are saying various things.
Here's something I've heard about. Apparently, people are thinking there's going to be new items in Mr. Store on October 6th.
Yeah.
Are there? No.
No, remember when we were talking about that?
Yeah, I didn't know that we went anywhere with that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know what? I guess that's actually, like... Because, I mean, I think the plan to retire the Bitten and the Pixie and replace them with something identical in function but different in contents is a good idea.
Before we get the Pixie coffee mugs in?
Yeah. that's really pretty funny. You know, we could just replace the coffee Pixie with the coffee fairy.
Hmm.
And have the coffee cup in the other hand.
Turn it upside down.
Or the espresso Pixie.
And
turn it upside down. did you see that thread about how everybody thought that the head was a third wing that pointed up from the neck?
See, after I read that thread, I immediately went and looked at it. And the way that it's animated, I really never could process what was on top of the head.
Really?
I thought there were maybe antenna, but certainly not a third wing.
Yeah, I don't know. I could maybe make the head a little bit bigger on it, make it a little more obvious that it's eyes. The coffee cup picture will make it a lot more obvious. I think Hot Stuff is in the middle of putting those things in the store as we speak. E-Metal says, Skullboy, where did you graduate from, and where do you teach now? It's from where did you graduate, asshole.
Right, and now do you teach where?
Actually, from whence did you graduate?
I...
And whither teachest you now?
Whither teachest thou?
All right.
I graduated from NAU, and then I went back to NAU, and I'm taking classes at NAU.
Because everybody knows how great it is to go to grad school at the same place you got your undergrad degree. That's something they really like you to do.
You know, I asked around professors from various schools, and all of them said they didn't give a shit.
Yeah.
So...
I guess maybe that's only important with real degrees.
Yeah, I mean, if you were working with a degree where the degree would actually lead to you getting a job.
Right.
But I have an English degree, so I don't believe in work. So keep those donations rolling in.
Yep. E-Metal says, any developments in the familiar to egg item skill waffle mango face?
Move aside and let the mango face. Let the mango face. I don't know, we're still thinking about how we would best.
E-Metal also says, I'm super anxious and super excited for the offhand, one-hand, two-hand, three-hand, four-hand, backhand content. Please give updates to Vine listeners.
E-Metal, you acquire an item, Prozac.
Prozac.
Prozac. That's Kathy when she encounters anything that's not poetry.
Well, yeah.
It didn't hit me until a while after I had the album, the cleverness of the They Might Be Giants lyric. There's a place for those who love their poetry. It's just across from the sign reading prose only.
Oh, wow. I don't think I ever got that until just now.
Like professionals plus non-poetry.
Right, wow. That, huh. Never occurred to me.
You learn something new every day on the Chicken Skullhead Show. And sometimes we do, too.
E-Metal says, if meat is only used for currency, what's with a chorizo and knob sausage? Chorizo isn't meat. It's like spices and ground up pig assholes.
Well, the other thing is that, our money is made out of paper, but, like, an envelope is not money. It's a specific kind of meat that is the currency.
It's fiat meat.
The what now?
It's meat that drives a fiat.
Okay.
No, fiat what? Currency.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It's currency that, you know, a command or act of will that creates something without or as if without further effort. Wow, that's... Huh. One of the most ambiguous definitions ever. But, I mean, you know, our money is fiat money rather than money that's backed by, like, precious metal, the way that it used to be.
Right.
Like, it's worth something because the government says that it's worth something, and we trust them to not let faggots marry each other and to kill everyone who wears a turban.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Did you hear about the Supreme Court nominee that Bush just put up?
No.
It's his personal advisor and counselor who has never been a judge ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, of course.
I mean, apparently there have been other judges that's the case, but they haven't been the president's advisor.
Right. I mean, yeah, I got to say, though, that if I were George Bush, I would just... if you were George Bush, why would you even bother hiding your intentions and your grabs for power and influence and your corruption? I mean,
oh, he's not, and that's...
nobody cares. I mean, but that's the thing. It's like the more time that goes by, the more and more bald faced his actions are, and it's like, what do you figure the odds are that he's going to try and get rid of the term limit before he's out of office?
I doubt it.
I mean, the thing is, if he did, he would fucking succeed.
Yeah.
Which is terrifying.
I think he's more apt to get rid of the requirement that you be born in the United States so that we can have President Schwarzenegger.
Right.
That'd be great.
Would he also get rid of the requirement that you have to spend a certain period of time dancing in the dark and covering him? And come to the White House via the Tunnel of Love? Are you following me?
No.
Springsteen songs?
Right, but where did that start?
Born in the USA.
Oh, okay, sorry.
Which is arguably the most well-known Bruce Springsteen song.
Yeah, I don't know. I went to my little secret garden for a minute there.
You have to be born on E Street.
I don't know any other Bruce Springsteen
songs. Kaora Sue says apparently that Sisters of Mercy song is in Dance Dance Revolution.
Wow. That's surprising.
Yeah.
Gorgolok sends you the lyrics to Temple of Love, which I don't need because I know them all by heart.
Great. Mogwai agrees with me that Sisters of Mercy suck balls.
Well. So, yeah. What does Mogwai know? You get him wet, he starts reproducing, he starts playing, you know, kind of ambient industrial techno. And then you feed him after midnight, and he plays some more ambient industrial techno.
Oxymoronic says, I like the expanding of the store of loathing, but I think those t-shirts completely bite. Well, you're free to go fuck yourself instead of buying them. I mean,
wow.
You know, kids, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. Those are words to live by. I'm telling you, the other thing is do as I say, not as I do.
And if you don't have anything nice to say about those shirts, then gouge your eyes out. What's the matter with you?
A conjoined Zvobi says Armac would be a natural to be two kills for a familiar. Chris Farley, who I know you admire, will you sing the Numa Numa song? That would be hilarious. See, that's one of those things like those other things that I don't think are particularly funny. Did you see the Family Guy Star Wars? No, it was on American Dad.
No.
The reference to the Star Wars kid video.
No.
It was pretty funny, actually.
That's kind of amazing.
See, American Dad, I've actually liked the last couple episodes a lot. Because I feel like American Dad is to Family Guy what Futurama is to The Simpsons, which is sort of an avenue for different writers to explore different kinds of jokes that wouldn't necessarily get past.
So it's kind of by definition hit or miss.
Did you feel that way about Futurama?
I did. I've seen two or three really good episodes, but I've seen a lot of them that were just kind of, huh, that's strange, which does not quite equal funny.
See, to me, I feel like Futurama is a lot more akin to KOL than The Simpsons is, because what I get out of Futurama is the sort of like subtle nods to things there's no attention drawn to them at all. You know, which there's a lot of that in The Simpsons, but then a lot of The Simpsons references to things are really sort of ham-fisted, you know? They'll go into like a musical number about a musical number, you know?
Right.
Or that kind of thing, you know? But a lot, there's just a lot of, and I don't know if some of this is due to the just sort of computer-generated aspect of it that allows them to include a lot more background detail and stuff, but there's just, like, really clever stuff written on signs in the background and stuff like that. Like, when you see city scenes, there's sort of a lot more subtle things going on.
Speaking of things that aren't related to the game at all, did you see the Family Guy movie thing?
The trailer for it?
No, the Stewie Griffin story is out now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, so I rented it the other day, and it was pretty damn funny.
Well, you know, I'll probably buy that. Sight unseen, because I likes me some of the Family Guy. Are there titties in it?
No, I was kind of surprised. Like, it says uncensored, but it still censors, like, the F word, say, and...
really?
It could pretty much play on TV.
It was bleeped out on the DVD?
Yeah. But I mean,
that is ridiculous. You didn't rent it at, like,
no,
Moses and Jesus video rental or something, did
no.
you? I mean,
part of the conceit of the, at least the first half of it, is that it's, you're watching it on Quahog News 5, and they're kind of commenting on it.
Oh.
So, you know, their network TV in their universe.
I see.
I think. They have a really nice dig at Blockbuster Video, though, which made me happy. People are just asking us non-questions. Stop doing that. We're not Zen.
Like what?
Or postmodern, to Cyclops. What's your opinion on insert shitty stuff to discuss here?
Yeah.
Dude, that's way too postmodern for me.
Christina says, the Doppelshifter is Tessex. Hands down, it's the best familiar. It made me forget I hate the Bugbear Shaman. Huh.
I like the Bugbear Shaman. Shut up.
Chris Farley said, oh, I like the Shaman. Hey, JNS, I've noticed in regular chat some people are getting by the chat filter. Any attempts to correct this? What filter?
People are still getting by the shout filter.
Oh.
Yeah,
are they getting by the let it all out filter?
Yeah, but the things I can do without filter seems to be working properly.
Well, that's good. That's the important one.
Except the things that I can do without include people shouting in newbie.
Right. Spasmatic says, God, just shut the fuck up.
Wow, you're going to get struck by lightning, man.
Yeah.
Whoa. Where did that come from?
Where did what come from?
Just the random attack on God.
Yeah.
There is a handy way, by the way, to make us stop talking. You'll notice on whatever program you're using to listen to us, there's an X in the upper right-hand corner. Like, if you hate the show, stop listening. What's the matter with you?
Maybe they want us to play some Pearl Jam.
I could play some Pearl Jam.
Yeah, Neon Gray asks a question that I was going to ask you earlier. Who in the fuck would use Windows Media Player?
I
used to use
it
for porn.
Apparently, Janice is uber cool. Was a really big fan of it, and we got into an argument about, and he's like, no, it doesn't take up a lot of system resources, and it's completely intuitive and easy to use.
Huh.
I was like, wow, which version of Windows Media do you have, and what alternate reality did you get it in?
He's from Canada, though.
Yeah. What does he know? Fucking Canada.
Pesterwald says, Firefox has an extension that puts the controls for any MP3 player on the browser toolbar. Yeah, but that would require using Firefox.
Yeah, that would require liking things that are good, and that's something that Jake seems to have trouble with.
Right. Spasmatic says, if you need something to talk about something relevant to your goddamn game. Nobody gives two fucks about iPods. All right, Spasmatic. You'll be probably pretty happy to listen to my Thursday show, which is just all game mechanics and totally boring. to everyone but me, you know.
Oh, wait, he clarified later about what we should shut the fuck up?
Right. Spacey says, Jake, any chance of making more ingredient boxes for mixing and cooking to make it simpler? Like for multiple step recipes? I kind of don't like that idea. RX suggests the graying out of skills you can't use in the skills page. I'm not entirely sure that there is a way to, without completely rewriting the functionality of a drop-down box, to gray out individual items in drop-down boxes. Xenophil was going to look that up for me. I mean, I agree that that would make sense. I mean, to just have it, you know, not, you know, sort of show you, but indicate that you can't use skills that you can't use. Yeah.
See, I still think that it should just show up, and if you don't have the amount, the mana to cast it, it'll just say that you don't.
Yeah, that's another. I mean, that we would get a lot fewer bug reports if we did that. I think, in fact, now that you can make meat paste from the combine screen, I'm just going to make it so the combine items link shows up all the time. Because that saves an inventory check every time you call inventory, and it also would save a ton of bug reports.
True.
Oh, well, that's weird. Lucifer says, apparently didn't hear when we were talking about this. Now that the extra free action, which was imbalanced, has turned into a nerfing of the first free attack, what about making either the free attack or the free action a level 12 seal clubber skill? Yeah, that's exactly what we were talking about. Although, I mean, the thing that we had ideas, and I feel like we had pretty solid ideas and ideas that we were comfortable moving forward with for all of the level 12 skills, and the seal clubbers was dual wield. Huh. You know, I wonder, though, maybe dual wield could just give you an extra attack in the first round with the offhand weapon. Now, you know, I like the idea of those being two different skills.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, what I figured dual wield would do would just be to, when you hit with the second weapon, it would give you a normal to hit, and it would just do the weapon's damage. You wouldn't get, like, your muscle bonus with the offhand weapon. Which, I don't know, I think that's, I don't know that anyone would do it. It's kind of cool, you know, the idea of wielding two weapons. It makes me happy to think about having a sword in each hand. And by a sword, I mean a sailor's cock.
I'm just going to let you keep going. It's just, it's too good. Let's see, Spacey says, so Jick, is the eight-sided reference in the Chrome box description a mistake or a joke I don't get? It's a joke you don't get.
Yeah, I wouldn't feel bad about not getting that joke.
Right. It refers to an ongoing joke in our radio show, which has not really been brought up in a while.
Yeah, the vegetarian sent us about 1,000 copies of a question one night saying, there are 8 beers in the ice-cold six-pack, please fix this. The joke is also preserved in the familiar accessory for the emo row. Where it's a pair of 8, or it's a, you know, set of 8 shoes, which are pictured as 6.
Right. Apparently, Vegetarian thought that there were 8 beers pictured in the Ice Cold Six Pack picture, and after spamming Radio Bugbear with that for, I don't know, an hour, he then wrote, oh, never mind.
Right. And he wasn't just spamming, because that irritates us. He was asking it frequently enough to be funny, you know. Lucifer also says, thanks for pushing out the initiative change willy-nilly. I miss my days as a noob when mechanics changes were made every other day almost at random. It keeps things interesting. Yeah, I agree. I didn't actually intend to push out the last initiative change. It's just that I had to roll out the fight script because of the familiar being added, and I forgot that I had, like, sort of fixed it on dev, because that's a fix. Arcone says there are no adventures except for the brine one. The rest come from monsters. Really?
Like I said.
I mean, there are 4 adventures and 3 monsters in the Pickle Factory. But maybe he's right. Maybe the other adventures just give stats. Oh, he's right. One of them drops 3 brines and the others. So, well, okay, then here's the deal. If you went in there as a newbie, or if you just buffed your... you know, if you had to buff your primary stat up enough to get in, which would work, because that's how entrance requirements are calculated now, you would still get the stats, and you would get the brine, which you can use to make the especially salty dogs. So that's one of the things that you can get out of the factory. It's not the most useful thing you can get, which is obviously the pickle. the pickles, but it's interesting. I don't know. I mean, one way for us to see what would happen if we rolled out the pickle factory would just be to roll out the pickle factory and see what happens.
Yeah.
You know, maybe one of these days we'll do it, but you don't know when.
None may know when.
Doppelheathen, who I kept accidentally typing instead of Doppelshifter, which is weird because I never talked to Doppelheathen before. It's just that I've seen his name enough, apparently, that when my brain says Doppel, it follows up with Heathen.
When I say Doppel, you say Heathen. Doppel.
Heathen.
Thank you for playing.
It says, I wouldn't mind the speckle pectoral packery. The fickle spackle packery. I wouldn't mind the spectral pickle factory being unpredictable if only it appeared more often. Oh, yeah. But,
Yeah, I originally had this grand plan for 5 or 6 other zones that would come and go like that. You know, kind of karma chameleon zones.
All right.
And I'm just now getting around to thinking about writing another one. Which, not to say that I had a hand at all in writing the Pickle Factory. Yeah,
that was weird. That kind of just fell out of my ass all in, like, a period of 3 or 4 hours.
In one big chunk. I hate it when that happens.
I like drinking out of the spittoon.
Mm-hmm.
Fondy says, do you have any idea when the armor/damage absorption revamp that you talked about on earlier shows will roll out? No, no idea at all. But like I've said over and over, it's going to be something that requires extensive testing on dev to make sure that it's balanced. So, Saucy Saucer says, when will the Hovering Sombrero get a lucky Tam O'Shanter message? It isn't because it's a hat wearing a hat, is it? This is KOL. That's not just weird. It's expected. Does the sombrero not have a Tam O'Shanter message?
I would swear that the sombrero does have a Tam O'Shanter
message. Yeah, so would I.
It's something in Spanish. Pretty sure.
Huh. Let's check that, shall we? Oh, no, wait. That's not in the fight script anymore. It's in an include. Tam. And of course, that's going to hit every instance of the word timestamp and every instance of the word postamancer.
Yeah, maybe Shanter would be... Hey,
there's
a Firefox extension that will tell you if Abe Vigoda is still alive.
Yeah, that's true. Although I thought that site hadn't been updated in a long time. Do you remember what the familiar number for the sombrero is?
Nope.
Was it before the... it was before the B... Before the was it after the Kokobo? Oh, wait, it's just a blank message. That's really weird. Maybe you just skipped that on your list.
Oh, sure. It's all my fault.
No. I mean, I'm saying, like,
yeah,
I remember you writing all of those, but I mean...
Yeah, check...
And I can't imagine you, like, not doing it for any reason.
Right, but let's see. That would be in the archive now, would it not?
Maybe. I don't know.
I'll poke around, see if I can find them.
Scat says, because the holidays in KOL precede their real-world counterparts, when the heck are the Crimbo holidays? Well, we decided we didn't want to impugn the sanctity of Crimbo by having anything really special happen on the KOL calendar. You know, it was weird. I was reading this article about lessons that people learn from running MUDs for a long time, and there were all these things that it was just like a single sentence that if I had read this when I started working on this game and just believed it, it would have made life a lot easier. It would have saved me from sort of like this, a school of hard knocks method of like learning how to deal with things. And one of the things that they write in there is that just nobody is ever going to care about a game calendar. It's like people care about things that happen that coordinate, you know, like something happens for Christmas, it needs to happen at Christmas or nobody's going to care about it. And I think, though, that it's better to have the KOL calendar stuff in there than not to have it in there, because the holidays that we tend to do stuff for anyway, which are Halloween and Christmas, and those are sort of like the only... I mean, and I actually could give two shits about Christmas for the most part, but it's like, it's cool. The thing that I like about Christmas is, like, last year, the stuff that they did in World of Warcraft on Christmas was really cool. You know, like, I don't like Christmas so much as, like, what people who don't like Christmas do on Christmas, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and, you know, I guess I don't have any problem with it as just, like, an excuse to do something interesting and nice for people.
Right.
But, I don't know, like, I'm always so ready for the fucking holidays to be over by the time that rolls around, and, like, nobody ever understands why I don't want to goddamn go to dinner with somebody's family or whatever.
Right.
You know, because it's like, I have to put on shoes and answer a bunch of stupid questions, and it's like, I could, if I wanted to do that, I could just, like, pretend to work at the post office for a day. You know? I just, like, dress up like a mailman, and go and let people ask me stupid questions for a day. And at least I get paid and I get to shoot some people at the end.
So yeah. I'm looking in the thread here where I put the wax lips and the maypole.
Uh-huh.
And there are no Tam O'Shanter messages in this thread.
At all?
At all.
So,
I don't think I've ever written anything for the Tam O'Shanter.
That can't be true. You know what? Maybe I wrote these.
Actually, I think you did.
I thought that you did, yeah. Because
that
I was kind of surprised to see that I had only done the wax lips and the maypole.
Huh. Yeah. I mean, that would explain why they're not very funny.
You're funny. You're the one who started all the magic. No, yeah, we get on that track, we'll just be jacking each other off till the end of the
day. Yeah, I know. And that's
so
something
dreamy.
I want to save for later so that it's really special.
Yeah.
Because I've been crafting a load all day.
Mm.
Yeah,
there it is.
Pretend I didn't say that.
I'm going to download me some Foxy Tunes.
Some what?
Foxy Tunes. It allows me to control my MP3 player from my...
From within Firefox.
Wow,
that's great. Something that'll make it take even longer to load.
If you open Firefox once and close it, the rest of the time your computer is on, it will load as fast as Internet Explorer.
Okay.
It just doesn't take up your system resources until it's called for.
It doesn't. Internet Explorer doesn't use up system resources. It uses things that are already in memory because they're being used by the OS.
Monopoly.
Like, there's not just random shit sitting in memory that makes it so that IE loads faster. It's just that every time you open a window to look at file folders, that is effectively Internet Explorer. I mean, by typing in a web address in the top of it instead of a folder.
Yeah, it's like having a cell phone that's a video camera and an MP3 player.
You're not even going to... You cannot compare that kind of integration to browser, web browser, and file browser.
Internet Explorer is a shitty web browser.
It's a shitty web browser that renders successfully every page that I go to ever, unlike Firefox, which works fine until I hit any page that requires any plug-in, in which case it is
I have successfully
installed cluster
every plug-in for Firefox. You're just not elite enough.
I guess that's true. I don't have the computer. You know, honestly, working on this game, my... just overall level of computer skills have gone to shit.
No kidding.
Yeah, like, I know, like, no tricks with Windows XP. It's like, I've gotten, you know, better at, say, like, SSHing into a Linux box.
Right.
You know, like, I know a lot more tricks for using VI and stuff, but, like, I whenever somebody's having problems with their computer and they ask me for help, I just can't fucking fix it anymore.
Hmm.
Like, it's weird. I mean, because I used to dick around with enough stuff that I had, like... Because I never really specialized in anything, you know?
Yeah.
I just had these sort of random jobs, but now that I'm just, like, working on something all the time, real specific. Yeah. Sizzler says, would it be possible to create a second Icy Peak monster? Many ascenders note that the game seems to be least exciting at level 9 when most time is spent repeatedly killing yetis. Yeah, there's actually a bunch of stuff already written for there. Mother of Pearl, who is apparently Xenophobe's mother, says, Jake, Xenophobe's mother wants to know if he is being a good boy. Nah, he's being a good boy. Although you need to tell him to do the dishes more often. Yeah, man, there was some nasty shit in there today. Lucifer says, as does Fusiliban, please don't let us peek into gift boxes. I think it makes it more fun to wait. Peeking at your Xmas presents makes baby Jesus cry.
Well, the problem is that part of the functionality of the gift box is to enable people to celebrate things that have happened in real life. So, like, peeking at your birthday presents on your birthday, I wouldn't think is a bad idea.
No.
So, I think it's just it's a slightly different thing than what Fusiliban is talking about.
Oh, yeah. God the Mon 2 points out, and this is actually a much better reason to not allow gifts to open straight into Hanks, is that part of the problem, he says, with gifts opening into Hanks is you can keep your supply of stuff, picks, etc., stocked indefinitely without ever coming out of Ronin. Even if it only applied to Hardcore, you could start a Hardcore run, get sent pickles, TPS drinks, etc., then drop Hardcore. And that's a good point. I mean, that would allow you to sort of send people stuff, and then they'd be able to use it. You know, they'd be able to get it out using their pulls. So, I mean, it's, yeah. I hadn't actually thought about that, but had I actually talked to anybody, I think we would have probably arrived at that before we did any damage. You know, I want to try, I mean, it needs to be such that Hardcore does not allow you to benefit from multi-abuse at all, and that Softcore allows you to benefit from multi-abuse as little as possible.
Right.
And God the Munch, who says, you know, not that speed of sender's actions should dictate functionality, of course. No, but, I mean, the principle that I just cited should. You know, because we want the game to be fair. The Chrono Mage says, hey, Jake and Scully, has the money from the KOL store made you kingpins? No, I mean, it's the money from the KOL store is pretty secondary, and it creates so much work compared to the amount of work that, you know, the code automatically running and giving somebody a Mr. Accessory requires, which is no work at all, that it's really, we don't really make very much money from the store at all.
We do it for you.
Yeah. I mean, it's there because we want people to have shirts if they want them. And, you know, they want them. And so, there you go. You know, and it's neat. Like, I gotta say that, like, it made me happy at the con to see so many people show up wearing the Sabretooth Lime shirts. Like, I love that little guy. He's like my The Cheat.
You know, the one shirt that I'm missing is the minimalist shirt, and I'd really like to grab one of those.
Yeah, next time you're down here, we'll give you the employee discount.
Because that is the five-finger discount,
yeah.
Which is essentially what the employee discount is.
Yeah.
That's a fine look.
Wasn't it on the trip to San Diego that we decided that somewhere there needed to be a Viscount discount? As opposed to the marquee markup.
I always thought that was pronounced Viscount because I've never heard anybody say it.
No, I'm almost sure that it's pronounced Viscount.
That's okay. It's like I thought the word indict was pronounced indict for a long time.
Really?
Yeah, because most of my vocabulary comes from reading.
Yeah.
So if I didn't know the word,
you didn't grow
up
around cops either.
Yeah.
So.
Well, after you moved in next door, I did.
All right.
But I was pretty much already upgrown at that point.
That's true. Yeah, Viscount.
Vicodin.
Vicodin.
Viscount.
Viscount. Oh, look, we got a link to KOL Hotties.
All right, so let's bust that shit right out. See, I closed my Firefox so I could see this spiffy new extension that I've added.
There's a picture of the sandwich from an Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Pictures of people's cats.
So it's a very unfunny website?
Looks like there's some hotties there. Yeah, there's some hotties.
Why don't links show up in private messages? I mean, as actual active links.
Oh, well, like, I mean, the reason that they don't show up on Radio Bugbear messages is because I didn't bother to run the add links function on them.
Do they show up elsewhere, then? I was mistaken.
When you send somebody a PM, it does.
Oh, okay.
There is no period at the end of this sentence, says Redpot. Redpot, 206541, the level 6 time wizard. I mean, that isn't a sentence. That's like a noun phrase.
Yeah. Kids these days don't know what sentences are.
That's true.
I've discovered that. Lady Luanda asks, do you like Barbara Streisand? Like, really, really like her? I know it's Sally Fields that we really, really like. But Barbara Streisand... True. You know, oddly enough, Jazz Zerfly is really into Barbara Streisand. Like, I've watched I've watched Funny Girl twice because she made me. And, yeah, she's got this thing for Barbara. Fortunately, she doesn't own any Barbara Streisand music. So, it's
See,
not
I,
d-
I know nothing about Barbara Streisand.
She has a big nose.
Right. But, I mean, seriously, like, I don't think I've ever heard a Barbara Streisand song. And I don't think I've ever seen a Barbara Streisand movie. It's like I only know about Barbara Streisand because you're supposed to know about Barbara Streisand.
And South Park.
Yeah, but even that, I mean, that episode made very little sense to me because I'm completely unfamiliar with Barbara Streisand, Sidney Poitier, and Cure.
I would think that the information contained in that episode was sufficient.
Yeah, I guess
for the episode, because it had nothing really to do with their real-life counterparts.
Didn't it? I mean, maybe I assumed that it just wasn't interesting to me because it was making fun of things that I knew nothing about. So I didn't pay enough attention to it, and that's why I don't understand. Huh. Is there a KOL Philly New Year's Eve party?
Apparently.
Yaya McGee says, I should stay in New York over New Year's, so you can come to the KOL Philly New Year's Eve party. Having done the Times Square New Year's Eve thing once, I don't really ever see needing to do it again.
Right.
It was interesting. We met dudes in kilts.
That's like the Red Square New Year's party, which is a lot more dangerous because the fireworks display is generated by individuals in the crowd who have bought fireworks at a fireworks stand.
Wow.
It's like you're jammed together in Red Square and people just like throwing M80s at your feet. And, like, launching, you know, the flaming ball kind of fireworks into the air from right next to you. It was,
Yeah. But, I mean, you know, the thing is, like, yeah, that's dangerous, but the reason we think that that's horribly dangerous is because we live in a society made completely of vagina. I mean, it's like my entire childhood I spent right next to fireworks being set off, you know, and, like drunk FBI agents shooting me with Roman candles. Which, that actually did happen. Only once, but... yeah, I mean, because, you know, my dad was a cop, and, like, all the other cops would come to our house, like, twice a year, and get drunk and set off all the confiscated fireworks from the entire year. And, like, you know, nobody ever got hurt.
But,
like,
surely...
I had a friend who had a firecracker go off in his hand, and, oh, I hurt my hand, and then, like, a week later, oh, my hand is better. I mean, it's like...
Surely you wouldn't deny, though, that people... have lost entire fingers or sets of fingers to fireworks.
They may be stupid people, but I mean, they'll figure out a way to lose a finger no matter what, you know? I mean, that's one of those things where it's like, I feel, you know, let's get into politics here. I feel that the government's responsibility is to, like, protect the property rights of its citizens and to support the arts, you know, and to maintain infrastructure, but not to protect us from ourselves.
True.
You know, I mean, and it's like, granted, you know, yeah, where do you say, okay, it is, things that are dangerous to other people should be against the law, you know, but, and then I just don't buy it with fireworks.
Fireworks aren't dangerous.
But, I mean, yes, fireworks are dangerous, but so are a lot of things, you know, so are cars. And, you know, anybody who says that there should be laws about cars is an idiot.
Yeah, there shouldn't be... Nothing.
I mean,
in any way regulates the way we operate.
For at least 3 or 4 years in this country, there were a lot of cars and no traffic laws, and we were fine.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, how many people? Okay, how many people do you know who've gone to Mexico and set off fireworks on the beach? And how many people do you know who've gone to Mexico and like lost a finger? None. You know, yes, it happens sometimes, but like, let us decide whether we want to take that risk or not. You know, it's like nobody ever uses fireworks to
commit
like,
a crime.
Well, to shoot at somebody's child in an effort to cut off somebody's child's fingers.
right.
or blow them off. You know, it's like the people who get hurt setting off fireworks are the people lighting the goddamn fireworks in their hands. So, you know, it's like I could light 1,000 firecrackers and maybe the 1,001st one is going to hurt me. That's a risk I'm willing to take because firecrackers are fun, you know?
Right.
And it should be up to me whether I want to risk my fingers or not. I mean, they let me buy knives. Cutting vegetables to me, for me, is far more dangerous than setting off firecrackers. Because I've cut myself cutting vegetables a lot.
You just need to up your knife skill.
Maybe I do. What I should do is I should go out south of town and throw a knife at a wooden target propped up against the city walls 1,000 times until my knife skill goes up. Go, Quest for Glory reference.
So,
you know, I bought it back when it was cool and still called Heroes Quest.
So we actually didn't run out of steam and made it to the 8 o'clock mark.
I think the fact that we're no longer concerned with quality in the
right.
least is
just quantity.
Something that helps with that. All right. Well, time to go then.
Yeah, I think we're good. We'll see you on Wednesday for my show and Thursday for Jake's show.
All right.
And we're out with some cake.
Good night, everyone.